This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
My name is Lucero Martinez, and I am interviewing Angelina Talaj in Guttman Community College on October 16, 2019. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes.
I just want you to make sure that you don't have to answer any questions that you don't want to answer.
Okay.
Where did you grow up?
In the Dominican Republic.
Describe your favorite meal growing up.
It's like a meat stew called sancocho that has like plantains and yuca and then like three different types of meat. And it's like a basically like a soup, like a very thick soup.
Is there any significance about the food?
People consider it like the national food of the Dominican Republic because I think we're the only ones that do it. Especially has like a type of like meat called longaniza that I think is only us who do it. It's like a spicy chorizo or something like that. Yeah. And then I think the combination of like plantains and yuca and yams and all the different types of meat, I think it's only Dominicans who do it. That's the significance, that it feels very ethnic, very Dominican.
Okay. Does a certain food remind you of loved ones?
Yeah, definitely. Like, there is a type of cake that we Dominicans call Dominican cake because it has like a different texture from American cake. And that usually reminds me of like birthday parties and like my mom baking for me and my siblings for like birthdays. So I still go to Washington Heights sometimes to buy the cake because it reminds me of like my mom and like.
Is there a specific name for the cake?
They just call it Dominican cake. Oh, but like, like when you see Dominican bakeries, that's kind of what they do. And then the cake is filled in with like Caribbean things like guava, pineapple. We also have tres leches, which is also very Caribbean. So sometimes for birthdays, they do like tres leches cakes.
And you use it like for
events? Like still when I have a birthday, I still want Dominican cake. If I'm home, my mom will bake one for me. It's like a big thing for Dominicans to have like our specific type of cake.
Do you know how to make it?
I don't know how to make it. My mom usually makes it.
Okay.
I mean, I have a basic idea of what the difference is between that and American cake. Like our frosting doesn't have like cream cheese. Like the frosting here is like a much more fluffy. It's like almost the frosting that they do here for like a meringue pie.
Yeah.
So I have a basic idea of how it's made, but I've never actually made one.
Oh, okay. So it's different.
It's different from the cake here.
Okay. Do you have any memories in regards to preparing that cake with someone?
Yeah, especially with my aunt, because my aunt used to sell cake for that was what she did to make money. So she had like, whenever I would go to my aunt's place, I would help her make cakes, and she would make these like huge wedding cakes, birthday cakes. She always had like tons of cakes in her living room.
Yeah.
And then sometimes, like, I will help.
You still do it with her?
My aunt passed away a long time ago.
Oh.
So I think I've seen my mom make the cake lately, but I don't really help too much. Because I only go home, like, once a year. So.
Yeah.
My mom lives in the DR.
Okay. What is currently your favorite meal to eat?
Still sancocho. That stew that I was telling you about. Yeah. There is also another kind of stew that Dominicans make. I like a lot of soups and stews and things like that. There is another one that we call asopao, which is with rice, chicken, and like tomato based. It's like almost like a tomato soup, but like with chicken and rice inside. Yeah. I really like that too.
If you could pick anyone in the world, who would you eat your favorite meal with and why?
Probably probably my mom and my siblings, because I don't know, my husband is not Dominican, so even though he likes Dominican food, mm-hmm. it doesn't mean the same thing.
Yeah.
So with my family, it's like, then we all have like the same memories of the food growing up. So yeah, probably my mom, and then I would say my siblings.
Okay. Is there any food that you will not eat?
From anywhere or, yeah. or Dominican food?
No, from anywhere.
There are things I don't like I hate cucumbers. I don't like lamb. There are things I don't like too much. I mean, I'm not a very picky eater, but sometimes I go times when I don't like to eat chicken either.
Yeah.
Like a lot of food like that. I don't like a vegetable that I don't really know how it's said in English, called ayota. I don't really know how that's. I don't like some of the squash. I don't like that. So.
Okay. Is there any food you don't eat because of your culture or religion?
No.
No. Okay.
I don't really follow any religion, so.
Are there certain foods you only eat on special occasions?
I think Dominican cake is one example, because I only eat it like around birthday parties mm-hmm. and things like that. There are certain sweets that my family make only for Christmas time, like turrones. We only eat it during Christmas time. I don't know if you know what turrones is.
No.
Yeah, it's something very Spanish, and then something called polvorón, which is like another Spanish sweet, also just for Christmas. When we do like Christmas dinner, we usually have a lot of like gummy bears and things like that that we usually don't eat at home during the year, but we have it during Christmas.
Only Christmas, no other events?
Christmas and New Year's, just around that time.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Who in your life cooks the best meal?
My mom. My mom and my babysitter. The babysitter that I had growing mm-hmm. up.
Yeah.
I still remember, like, her flavors were so good.
Would you help your babysitter?
Yeah,
cooking?
Sometimes I would help her cook. I didn't learn that much, but yeah.
But what do they cook?
See, Dominican food. Like, she did a lot of stews and things like that, but also rice and beans. She did something that we call arroz con pollo, so like the rice and the chicken cooked together. So, yeah.
Only your babysitter or both? Your mom and
my
your
mom and my babysitter, both. There's also, talking about foods that we only eat around a certain time of the year. We Dominicans do some sweet beans. I think we're kind of the only people that have like a dessert based on beans, but
yeah.
we only do it during Holy Week. It's like a Holy Week, Lent Holy Week time.
So
nobody cooks
like,
it like during Christmas.
Yeah.
It's usually like March,
so
April.
So it's like a religion thing.
It's not attached to religion, but because, well, actually maybe because you know how during Lent Catholic people give up meat?
Yeah.
So then because we give up meat, then we used to do more like beans. And then one way of preparing the beans is like sweet.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
What does eating well mean to you?
Balanced, like having enough vegetables, not enough, like not very greasy food, having like basically everything, like some carbs, some protein, some vegetables, some fruit, like a balanced meal and not a lot of junk food or oily stuff, unhealthy stuff, yeah.
Do you have a favorite restaurant?
I do, actually. There is a Dominican restaurant. I don't even know the name. I know it's on Broadway between 161 and 162nd in Manhattan. And yeah, I just go there. I think it's called Tu Sabor Latino or something like that. I don't remember. But it has the best Dominican food.
And what do you order there?
Sometimes sancocho, sometimes rice and beans. Like I went last night and I had like a steak with rice and beans. And it was so good.
Do you go frequently?
Yeah, like once or twice a week, because I live around there, so yeah.
Oh, okay. How does the food you eat or cook make you who you are?
Because it connects you to my culture. So like, not that I only eat Dominican food, but like, I feel like I need to eat Dominican food. Is what makes me feel Dominican, is what makes me feel part of my culture, is what makes me feel part of my family. My family was also part Lebanese, so I also like Lebanese food.
Oh, okay.
Even though I don't cook it, but.
Is there a food that reminds you of home?
Yeah, cakes, Dominican food, rice and beans, tres leches.
Why?
Because that's what we cooked at home.
Okay.
Especially the ones in special location, like the cake.
Yeah.
Since that was like a special location kind of thing, then it reminds me of home. Dominican food is really rich, so anything Dominican kind of reminds me of home. Since I'm not, I mean, it's kind of more a Dominican thing.
Yeah.
It's a very distinctive food. Rice and beans, and then pork, and then lots of plantains.
Mm.
Plantains definitely reminds me of home.
Do you eat like any type of food that's not Dominican?
Yeah, I eat everything. Sometimes Indian food, sometimes Middle Eastern food, Mexican food I love. So yeah, I eat kind of everything.
Okay. If you could go anywhere in the world to try new food, where would you go and why?
I think I would go to Morocco because I love like Mediterranean food, fish, but then it would also have the Middle Eastern influence. I think I would go there. It would be sort of Mediterranean, Spanish, Middle Eastern, all the kind of stuff I like besides Dominican food.
Yeah. Would you go anywhere? Well, with
anywhere
anyone?
Else?
No. Would
oh,
you
with
go
anyone?
With anyone? Yeah.
I go with my husband. I think he will have fun trying foods. We have fun trying foods, new foods together.
Oh,
that's like one
nice.
Of the one of our favorite things to do, is to go to restaurants and try new foods.
And you do it like often?
We try to. Like especially when we lived in Brooklyn, like we would pick some. One day we went to like a Javanese restaurant, another maybe week we would go to a Malaysian restaurant. So yeah, we would try to have like taste of different ethnic foods.
Yeah. What is a meal or snack can you eat all the time and not get tired of?
Rice and beans is a meal that I feel like I can have every day. Plantains, I feel like I can have every day. Let me see, snacks, I'm not sure. I mean, I love sweets, so I probably would never get tired of a muffin, but I try not to have it, because
yeah.
I know it's not that healthy.
But what kind of snacks would you eat?
I'm not even sure, like, I think I eat a lot of nuts. I like nuts, like different type of nuts.
Yeah.
I love avocado. I don't know if that's a snack, but like, yeah, I don't know. I don't snack too much, so it's a little hard for me to answer
question.
Yeah.
It's okay. What is the most important meal of the day to you?
For me, it's noontime, but here in the U.S., it's kind of hard to do. The Dominican Republic, the strong meal is at noon, and then people eat light dinner. But here is the opposite, so I still really enjoy having like a strong meal at noon, but like when I'm a gutman, I can't really go and have like tons of rice and beans because then I get super sleepy and tired. So, but I would say I still feel more attached to what I eat at noon than what I eat at night. Sometimes I get home and if I have like rice and beans like around gutman for lunch, sometimes all I have is like a piece of fruit for dinner or like a salad. So,
was it hard for you?
To adapt?
Yeah.
Yeah. I still feel like my system wants to eat stronger meal around noon than at night. Like when I eat very light at noon, I'm so hungry for like the rest of the day. I don't know. I think like the way that I grew up eating is the way that my body likes to do it.
Yeah. Okay. How do you feel when people appropriate your culture food?
Dominican restaurants are very popular in New York. I don't know if I would call it appropriate. If I was Mexican, I would probably feel like Americans appropriate Mexican food because they kind of like prepare it so differently in the US than they do in Mexico. Dominican food is not all that different, the way that it's prepared here and there.
Yeah.
So I don't know that I could say Dominican food is appropriated. It's definitely enjoyed by a lot of people here because there are a lot of Dominican restaurants.
Yeah.
So
it's like prepared the same way?
Yeah. I would say in New York City it is, yeah.
Okay. Do you prefer food from home or fast food restaurants?
From home. 100 times. Yeah.
Okay. Me too.
Yeah.
Have you ever faced real hunger?
Yeah, I actually, when I was an undergrad, I was really, really, really poor. Like, I would live on a slice of pizza for the day and then, like, just be super, super, super hungry and not have money to buy other foods. And
okay, so, well, this is, I finished with the questions. And thank you